So let me say that it is always a great pleasure to come to Ljubljana.
Vedno mi je veliko zadovoljstvo priti v Ljubljano.
The city of culture.
Mesto kulture.
Because that's what the Krishna consciousness movement is all about, culture. So we know that the people of Ljubljana will appreciate it very much.
Kajti mi vemo, da je to v bistvu glavna stvar v zavesti Krišne, kultura, in razumemo, da bodo ljudje v Ljubljani to cenili.
How many of you are here for the first time this evening?
Kdo je tukaj prvič danes?
Let's see. 3, 4, 5. Okay, welcome.
Dobrodošli.
Hope you enjoy the kirtan and we'll also have some nice tasty vegetarian food stuff for you afterwards. We hope you have a good time.
Upam, da vam je bila glasba všeč in da so pripravili v kuhinji tudi okusno pokušino za vas kasneje in da vam bo prijetno danes.
So this evening I've chosen to speak on a subject which is topical, and topical means it is being discussed amongst the devotees of our congregation, and it is a subject which needs clarification.
Danes sem se odločil govoriti o temi, o kateri se v naši kongregaciji danes veliko govori in o kateri ki jo je treba nekoliko razjasniti.
So of course, first of all, our basic philosophy is there.
Na začetku je seveda naša osnovna filozofija.
That is, of course, quite simple. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all His eternal servants.
To je kar preprosto. Krishna je vsevišnja božanska osebnost in mi smo njegovi večni služabniki.
The easiest way and the most joyful way to attain love of Krishna in this age of Kali Yuga is chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Najlažja in najboljša pot do tega, da razvijemo ljubezen do Boga, je petje njegovih svetih imen.
We are not teaching anything new.
Ne učimo ničesar novega.
These principles of Krishna consciousness are meant to be practiced in every religion of the world.
Načela zavesti Krišne naj bi ljudje prakticirali v vseh religijah sveta.
So this is something that we discuss every week from different angles of vision.
O tem se pogovarjamo vsak teden z različnih zornih kotov.
So that everyone can fix their minds on the goal of life and practice Krishna consciousness in their everyday living.
Da bi lahko vsak osredotočil um na zavest Krišne in prakticiral ta proces v vsakdanjem življenju.
We are not in competition with anyone, but we are presenting the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, which is a scripture more than 5,000 years old.
Mi z nikomu ne tekmujemo, samo predstavljamo dejstva, kakor so predstavljena v Bhagavad Giti. To je spis star več kot 5,000 let.
Apart from the philosophical teaching, there is a cultural presentation.
Poleg filozofskega nauka je tukaj tudi kulturna predstavitev našeg gibanja.
That is new to most of us, and therefore we are gradually introducing more and more aspects of Krishna conscious culture, which is a God-centered culture, so that everyone can understand it.
Večini nas je to še zelo novo, zato postopoma uvajamo različne vidike te kulture in ta kultura postavlja v središče Boga in je oblikovana na ta način, da lahko se vsak nekako zbliža s tem.
For most of you, your first contact with the Krishna consciousness movement was perhaps many years ago, when you met devotees who look like I do.
Za večino vas je bilo prvo srečanje za vesti Krišne, mogoče veliko let nazaj, ko ste srečali prvič Bhakto, ki je bil videti približno takšen kot jaz.
In other words, bright orange skirts and shaved head with some funny markings on their forehead.
Glavnem, to so bili fantje v živih oranžnih oblačilih, plešastimi glavami in čudnim znakom na čelu.
Actually, you'll be happy to know that even though well, first of all, probably you have seen gradually in the temple in Ljubljana, we have gone from a full temple of devotees with bright orange kurtas and dhotis and shaved heads to a temple with more white dhotis and little bit of hair.
Verjetno ste opazili, da v zadnjih letih se Ljubljanski tempel je prešel iz faze, ko so bili vsi v oranžnih dotih, v oranžnih kurtah in s pobritimi glavami, so se spremenili v bakte z belimi doti in z malo daljšimi lasmi.
That is because our movement is growing and we are becoming more of a congregation where devotees are married and live outside the ashram and raise a family and practice Krishna consciousness.
Razlog za to je, da se naši bhakte bolj prehajajo v kongregacijo, to se pravi živijo doma, imajo družine in tam živijo z družino in z otroci.
But you'll also be happy to know that people are also appreciating this saffron cloth.
Ampak verjetno boste radi slišali, da ljudje še vedno cenijo tako obleko barve šafrana.
According to the latest news reports, Mr. Gavinci of Italy, Gavinci, is that fashion designer? What's his name? Gavinci, no? The world's most famous fashion designer. Versace, but Gavinci is one of the leading persons of Versace. Anyway, they have proclaimed that saffron is the color of the next millennium.
Eni od največjih, najpomembnejših modnih oblikovalcev, ta Giovanni Versace, so povedali, da so razglasili svetu, da je ta barva šafrana, da bo barva naslednjega milenija.
So we are not becoming an extinct species.
Torej nas ne bodo tako zlahka iztrebili.
So as we are becoming congregationally based, it is important that our congregation should learn more about our culture and our Siddhanta, our philosophy.
Ko tako temelj našega gibanja prihaja bolj v kongregacijo, vidimo, da se pojavlja večja potreba, da se kongregacija nauči več o kulturi, več o filozofiji, naše filozofiji.
Although everybody talks about God being great. God is great, Allahu Akbar, and in as many languages, in as many religions, everyone says God is great.
V vseh religijah ljudje govorijo, da je Bog velik, Bog je Allah Akbar in glavno, kolikor je religij, koliko je jezikov sveta, posod ljudje govorijo, kako je Bog velik.
But we are quite sure that if any intelligent man compares Vedic philosophy with other philosophies, he will find that Vedic philosophy is superior.
Vendar smo prepričani o tem, da če katerikoli inteligentni človek tega sveta primerja vedsko filozofijo s katerokoli drugo filozofijo sveta, bo videl, da je vedska filozofija bolj vzvišena.
For example, in Slovenia, there are different universities. There is university here, there is university in Maribor, like that.
V Sloveniji, na primer, imamo univerzo v Ljubljani, imamo univerzo v Mariboru.
So, in all of the universities, they are giving a degree course, a course where you can get a degree in physics or mathematics or whatever.
In na vseh univerzah je nek učni načrt, po katerem lahko učenec ali študent dobi potem diplomo iz fizike, matematike, posameznih predmetov.
But generally speaking, that university, which has the best teachers and has the biggest variety of courses and which has the biggest research department and the longest history, that is generally considered to be the best university.
Ponavadi za najboljšo univerzo velja tista univerza, ki ima najdaljšo tradicijo, na kateri so najboljši učitelji, ki ima najboljši raziskovalni oddelek, ta velja za najboljšo.
So, a little history.
Malo zgodovine.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in India 500 years ago, a little more than 500 years ago, he encouraged his followers to teach people about love of God and to go everywhere in the world.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ki je živel tukaj na zemlji pred dobrih 500 let, je spodbujal ljudi, da gredo po svetu in da oznanjajo to znanje.
So, his followers, since that time, we have seen that in the last 3 or 4 generations of teachers or gurus, they have been very serious to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world.
No, če opozorimo zadnje 3-4 generacije naših duhovnih učiteljev, lahko vidimo, da so bili zelo resni glede širenja zavesti Krišne po zahodnem svetu.
And then finally, in the early 1900s, a very powerful teacher named Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he built a big mission and he printed many books and he sent a few of his followers to London to preach.
Na začetku tega stoletja je eden velika taka močna osebnost Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati je osnoval veliko gibanje in natisnil veliko knjig in poslal nekatero od svojih učencev v London, da bi tam pridigali.
Those who went to London, they were not very successful and they returned in 3 or 4 years. To India.
Ampak ti, ki so šli v London, so pridigali tam, so bili tam 3-4 leta in niso bili ravno uspešni, tako da so se vrnili nazaj v Indijo.
But generally, he, Bhaktisiddhanta, encouraged all of his followers, please take my order and go to the Western world and share with them the wealth of our spiritual tradition.
Bhaktisiddhanta je spodbujal vse svoje učence, da bi šli na zahod in nekako podelili ta zaklad te indijske naše filozofije z ljudmi, ki prebivajo na zahodu.
Our guru, Prabhupada, he was a householder, a family man, and a businessman at that time. And in the lifetime of his guru, he could not fulfill that order as much as he wanted to.
Naš duhovni učitelj Srila Prabhupada je za časa življenja Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvatija je bil družinski človek, poročen, imel je posel, službo in ni mogel izpolniti tega poslanstva, kakor si je sam želel.
But he always kept that order in his heart, and he always desired somehow, if I get a chance, I must do it. I must go to the West and preach.
Pa vendar je to navodilo vedno nosil v srcu in je razmišljal o tem, kako bi šel nekoč na zahod in tam pridigal.
Finally, in 1965, at the advanced age of 70 years old, Prabhupada was prepared and he got a chance and he came to New York City.
In končno se je zgodilo, da je Prabhupada, ko je bil star že 70 let, dobil priložnost, da se odpravi, da se le odpravi na zahod in tako je prišel v New York.
He struggled a lot in the beginning on the boat. He had two heart attacks, a 70-year-old man having two heart attacks, one after the other.
No, je veliko težav na poti, na ladji je doživel dva srčna udara, enega za drugim, si predstavljate, star človek 70 let, dva srčna udara.
He should have died.
Gotovo bi moral umreti.
But Krishna came to him in a dream and said, Krishna was rowing a boat. The boy Krishna, the personality of Godhead Krishna, the beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj, came to Prabhupada in a dream and he was rowing a boat.
Krishna se je pojavil kot deček Srila Prabhupada sanja in in je veslal ta čovn in pa se je prikazal Prabhupada.
Is that correct? Okay. I hope Krishna comes to you in a dream.
I hope to. Upam, da se bo tudi tebi Krishna pokazal sanje.
And he said to Prabhupada, you just get in the boat and I will row you across the ocean.
In je rekel Prabhupada, samo pridi v čovn, jaz te bom pač prepeljal čez ocean.
So Prabhupada came to America and he started his mission and gradually within 11 years it spread all over the world.
Prabhupada je prišel v Ameriko in osnoval svoje gibanje, ki se je v 11 letih razširilo praktično po vsem svetu.
Because Prabhupada single-handedly took up the order of his guru sincerely, he was empowered by Krishna to do something very, very wonderful.
No, ker je Prabhupada sam sprejel navodilo svojega duhovnega učitelja, res iskreno, je bil uspešen, da je sam dosegel ta cilj, da je razširil to poslanstvo po vsem svetu.
A famous Western writer, very famous writer, once said, East is East, and West is West, and never the two shall meet. But if they do, never again will part. So what he meant was that there's a vast difference between the culture of the East and the culture of the West, and they can never find a meeting point. It's hard.
Ravno neki slavni pisatelj je rekel, da Zahod je na zahodu, vzhod pa na vzhodu. In naj se nikoli ne srečata. Če se že srečata, pa se nikoli ne boste ločila. In s tem je hotel povedati v bistvu, da je razlika med kulturo vzhoda in zahoda tako velika, da ne morete najti nekako skupne točke.
For example, we follow four regulative principles.
Mi, na primer, se držimo štirih regulativnih načel.
No eating of meat, fish or eggs or any violent food.
Ne jemo mesa, jajc ali rib, oziroma nobene nasilne hrane.
No intoxication. What to speak of drugs or alcohol, we don't even allow our followers to take coffee or tea or cigarettes.
Ne omamljamo se na nekakršen način, da ne govorimo o pijači ali mamilih, niti kave ali cigaret ne dovolimo.
No gambling or frivolous or useless activities that are not connected to Krishna.
Niso dovoljene tudi razne igre na srečo ali take brezkoristne dejavnosti, ki niso namenjene služenju Krišni.
I think that's all, right? Oh no, there's one more.
Ne, še ena.
No illicit sex life.
Ne dovolimo nezakonskih spolnih odnosov.
So I found when I went to India in 1972, I went there to live, that the people there were so much accustomed from so many generations to following these principles and living their lives that it was harder for them to think of breaking the rules than it was for us to keep them. That's a little tricky now. But it's sometimes we feel some difficulty in following the principles because we're not accustomed to it, so we feel it's hard. But I found with young Indian boys that it was so much in their psyche that for them to think of breaking them, it was actually harder.
To nam pravi, ko sem šel leta 1972 živeti v Indijo, sem videl, da za Indice imajo tako nekako v sebi to kulturo oziroma ta načela so uživljena v njih, da jim je težje misliti o tem, da prekršijo ta načela, kot je nam razmišljati o tem, da se jih držimo. Jim je težje, kajti za mlade Indice nekako jim je toliko to v krvi, da jim je težje razmišljati sploh o tem, da bi kršili ta načela, kot nam, da se jih držimo.
So Srila Prabhupada had to learn about Western habits, Western cultural mores, they call mores, I don't know, social habits.
In Prabhupada se je moral naučiti veliko o zahodnih navadah, zahodni kulturi.
He had to learn how to engage Westerners in such a way that they would be able to make spiritual advancement and be peaceful.
Moral se naučiti, kako zahodnjakom omogočiti, da duhovno napredujejo in da ostanejo mirni.
So it took him years.
Zato je potreboval veliko let.
So Srila Prabhupada is a very special person.
Srila Prabhupada je zelo posebna oseba.
Now, in those days, there was, if you wanted bhakti yoga, there was only one place. It was ISKCON.
V tistem času, če se hotel bhakti jogo, je zato obstajalo samo eno mesto, ISKCON.
There were not any other temples. There were not any other teachers or gurus. It was only the ISKCON temple and Prabhupada and his followers.
Ni bilo drugih templjev, samo ISKCON. Iskonovi templji in Prabhupada in njegovi privrženci.
So there was no confusion in anyone's mind.
Zato v umu nikogar ni bilo nikakršne zmede.
But in the last few years we have seen that some of the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta and some of the grandchildren of Bhaktisiddhanta, they have decided now, many, many years later, to come to the West. After seeing Prabhupada's success, they have decided to come to the West and preach.
Glavnom, zdaj, zadnjih nekaj let, pa se je prišlo do tega, da so nekateri od Bhaktisiddhantovih učencev oziroma privržencev in učenci njegovih učencev so se odločili, ko so videli, kako je bil Prabhupada uspešen v pridiganju na Zahodu, da tudi oni pridejo na Zahod.
So, now, there's some confusion in people's minds that, you know, there was a, anyway, I won't talk about that, but there was a famous radio cartoon by, I think it was Abbott and Costello. You heard of Abbott and Costello? No, you haven't. Okay. Two famous comedians. It was called Who's On First. Do you know about baseball? First base, second base, third base. Yeah. So there was a discussion on the radio, and one man was saying to the other, who's on first? And the other fellow said, no, who's on third? What's on first? And it was, anyway, it was a silly little thing, but it became very famous. It was just based on confusion. But it shows you the level to which people can get confused when there is an opportunity. If things aren't very clear, then people get bewildered. They get confused. I think that's the bottom line. If things aren't very clear, people get confused. Say that much.
Opisal je neko radijsko igro, ki je potekala včasih in ko se zdaj pogovarjali, je cela zmeda nastala in cela poanta je, da ko stvari niso jasne, potem so ljudje zbegani, se zmedeni.
Okay. So, where I'm leading to is that Srila Prabhupada is not one with all of the other teachers and preachers who are coming to the West. Narayan Maharaj is not Prabhupada's siksha representative.
Kar hočem povedati, oziroma poudariti je to, da drugi pridigari oziroma drugi bakte, ki prihajajo na Zahod, da niso eno in isto s Prabhupadom, da niso enaki Prabhupadom. Naprimer, Narayan Maharaj ni šikša predstavnik Šila Prabhupade.
The reason I said that is that he does preach that I am just teaching what Prabhupada teaches and I am the same as ISKCON, and you can come to me, and it's all the same.
To pravim zato, ker on pridiga, da jaz govorim isto kot Prabhupada, učim isto kot Prabhupada, zato je isto, če pridete k meni, je enako dobro, v bistvu vse je eno.
But in fact, that's not at all true.
Ampak v resnici to ni res.
I'm going to read something from Prabhupada Lilamrita, which will give you some background why I'm talking about this in a Sunday feast. So you'll know why I want to let you all know clearly what ISKCON, what our idea is.
Prebravo bom odlomek iz Prabhupada Lilamrite, da bote lahko malo razumeli, zakaj sploh govorimo o vsem tem na Sunday feastu. Vsem vam, da dobite eno predstavo o tem.
It's a Prabhupada Lilamrita. It is, I don't know what you're going to do, but...
Maybe you read the whole part.
Yeah, then you read the whole part. Okay. How many of you do not understand English?
Kdo se ne razume angliško?
Okay. So for three of you, he will read the whole part. Anyway, I'm reading from our master has not finished his work. Actually, Swamiji's departure. This is in 1967 in San Francisco.
Berem poglavje Swamiji'ev odhod, leta 67 v San Francisco.
The devotees there are very new, and they have only been associating with Prabhupada for a year or so.
Bhakti so še povsem mladi, s Prabhupadom so šele kakšno leto ali manj.
Prabhupada has had a heart attack, another heart attack, and he's going back to India to try and get some, to get healthy again, to get some good sunlight and some good Ayurvedic treatment.
Prabhupada je doživel še en srčni udar in se je namenil nazaj v Indijo, da se pozdravi tam.
The devotees are feeling very nervous.
Bhakti so zelo živčni.
Prabhupada has introduced Krishna consciousness to them. They have seen the light. They've seen the great benefit of Krishna consciousness. And they're worried that Prabhupada might die in India and then they would be cut off.
Prabhupada im je dao zavest Krishna in nekako odprl jim oči in zdaj se bojijo pač, da bo Prabhupada šel in da mogoče utegne v Indiji umreti in da bodo odsekani od njega.
Okay. Most of the devotees had to remain in San Francisco hoping for a chance to visit Swamiji. From the few who knew firsthand, they heard about Swamiji's plans to leave for India, perhaps never to return. It was painful to hear. His going almost to death, but then returning by Krishna's grace and rejoining them in San Francisco, yet being unable to stay with them as before, and now his plans of going to India, maybe forever, these activities intensified their concern and love for him. Devotees worried, speculating on whether they could carry on without Swamiji. One devotee suggested that perhaps one of Swamiji's godbrothers should come to America and fill in for Swamiji. And if the worst happened, that person could take over the leadership of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. When the suggestion reached Prabhupada, he considered it without immediately replying. Now this is Mukunda Maharaj speaking. Has Mukunda Maharaj came here, I think, once? Yeah? He is actually Prabhupada's first disciple and wonderful, wonderful devotee. Mukunda speaking. I was sitting alone with Swamiji in his room, and he was very grave, very serious and silent. His eyes were closed. Then suddenly, tears began flowing from his eyes. And he said in a choked voice, "My spiritual master was no ordinary man. My spiritual master was no ordinary spiritual master." Then he paused for some time, and wiping the tears from his cheeks, he said in an even more choked voice, "He saved me." At that point, I began to understand the meaning of spiritual master, and I dropped all consideration of ever replacing Swamiji with another person. After 2 days, Prabhupada said that he would not call any of his godbrothers to come and take care of his disciples. He said, if this person speaks just one word different from what I am speaking, there will be great confusion among you. Actually, Mukundamaraj speaking, actually, he said, the idea was an insult to the spiritual master. You want to read it? Okay. Jaldi.
Večina bakt je morala ostati v San Francisku, upajoč na priložnost, da bodo lahko obiskali Svamižija. Od redkih bakt, ki so slišali iz prve roke, so izvedeli za Svamijeve načrte odhodu v Indijo, mogoče zavedno. Te vesti so bile boleče. Najnovejši dogodki v zvezi s Svamižijem, kako se je skoraj poslovil od sveta, a se je po Krišnovi milosti vrnil, in se jim spet pridružil v San Francisco, čeprav ni mogel živeti z njimi kakor prej. Zdaj pa njegovi načrti za odhod v Indijo, mogoče zavedno, so povečali njihovo skrb in ljubezen do njega. Bakte so bili zaskrbljeni in so razglabljali, ali bi lahko nadaljevali brez Svamidžija. Neki bakta je predlagal, da bi mogoče moral priti v Ameriko eden izmed Svamidžijevih bratov po Bogu in nadomestiti Svamidžija. In če bi prišlo do najhujšega, prevzeti vodstvo Mednarodnega društva za zavest Krišne. Ko je Svamiji slišal ta predlog, je preudaril o njem, vendar ni takoj odgovoril. Spogovorim Mukunda Maharaj. Svamiji sva samo sedela v njegovi sobi. Bil je zelo resen in tih. Oči je imel zaprte. Nenadoma so mu iz oči pritekle solze. Z glasom, ki se mu je dušil v grlu, je dejal, moj duhovni učitelj ni bil navaden duhovni učitelj. Potem je premolknil in brišel si solze z lic, dejal s še bolj dušečim glasom. Rešil me je. Tedaj sem dojel pomen besede duhovni učitelj in opustil srednjo misel, da bi Svamidžija kdajkoli zamenjal. Čez 2 dni je Svamidži povedal, da ne bo poklical nobenega brata po Bogu, ki naj bi prišel in prevzel skrb za njegove učence. Dejal je, če bi vam on rekel samo eno besedo drugače od tega, kar govorim jaz, bi med vami nastala velika zmeda. Pravzaprav je taka zamisel želitev duhovnemu učitelju.
Okay. Now, again here, Prabhupada says that if they say even one word different than from what I have said, that it will spoil everything. In a letter to Rupanuga, Prabhupada writes even more detailed information, saying that we should not associate with his godbrothers because they don't have experience in preaching in the West and they can't help us, but they were the cause of the Gaudiya Math breaking up after Bhakti Siddhanta left, and they can do us great harm. They can't help us, but they can do us great harm by confusing and bewildering devotees.
In v pismu Rupanugi je Prabhupada povedal, je govoril o tem še bolj potanko in je povedal, da mu je zelo lepo napisal, da oni nam ne morejo nič pomagati, lahko samo prinesejo zmedo, prinesejo nekaj slabega. Uspelo jim je na primer v Indiji razdreti, potem ko je šele Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati zapustil ta svet, razdreti Gaudiya Math. Tako da ne morejo dati nič dobrega, lahko prinesejo samo slabo.
Okay, I have here a letter written by Rabindra Sarup Das to one of my god sisters who left ISKCON and went to Vrindavan to be with Narayan Maharaj, and she has written that Narayan Maharaj is simply the Siksha Guru of Srila Prabhupada, or is the Siksha teacher of what Prabhupada is teaching, and there's really no difference.
Tukaj pismo, imam pred sabo pismo, ki je napisal Ravindra Sarup, eni moji sestri po Bogu, ki je šla, zapustila Iskon in šla v Vrindavan k Narayan Maharaji in ona je trdila, da Prabhupad podaja pravzaprav ista navodila, ki jih je podajal Šila Prabhupad in da pravzaprav ni razlike.
And in fact Narayan Maharaj has done many things. He has reinitiated devotees who were disciples of ISKCON gurus. He has almost, you could say, reinitiated some of Prabhupada's disciples by giving them a name, by giving them different siksha than what Prabhupada gave, and doing so many things, giving them beads to chant on.
Narayan Maharaj je naredil veliko stvari, na primer je reiniciral bhakte od gurujev iz Iskona, skoraj reiniciral Prabhupadove učence nekatere, tako da jim je dal imena neka in džapo in razne take stvari. In da mi je dal tudi drugačna navodila, kot jih je dejal Šila Prabhupad.
So I don't think I have time to go through this letter, but anyone who wants to read it is welcome. It's very, of course, very well written and very logical, and you can't find any mistake in it.
Nimamo časa zdaj, da bi šli skozi celo pismo. Je pa napisano zelo lepo, zelo logično. Kdo želi, lahko si pride pogledati to pismo.
The main point that I'm trying to bring out today for all of the congregation is that you should understand that ISKCON is a very big institution for preaching Krishna consciousness, and it's very much based on Srila Prabhupada's realizations and Srila Prabhupada's teachings.
Glavna poanta, ki jo želim danes podariti, je, da je ISKCON zelo veliko gibanje, zelo veliko velika organizacija, za kateri je mogoče pridigati in vse skupaj v glavnem temelji na Šila Prabhupadovih spoznanjih, na tem, kar nam je Šila Prabhupad dal.
There are other preachers preaching Gaudiya philosophy, Chaitanya philosophy, and they're all very nice preachers. We offer all respect to them.
So tukaj tudi drugi pridigari, ki iz Gaudiya tradicije, ki pridigajo zavest Krišne in njim izkazujemo vse spoštovanje.
But we have to say that there is an English expression that good fences make good neighbors.
Vendar moramo nekaj reči, nekaj dodati k temu, da kot v angleščini je pregovor, ki pravi, da če so dobre ograje, so dobri sosedi.
Do you understand that? Good fences make good neighbors. In other words, if we live beside each other and there's no fence between your house and my house, then sometimes I may do something which may offend you, some small thing.
To pomeni nekako, na primer, če živiva skupaj in z nekom in potem ni ograje med nama, ni nobene meje, potem se lahko zgodi, da jaz naredim neko stvar, ki pač vam ne ugaja in potem pride do spora, prepira.
But if we have a fence, then you won't notice. And we'll remain good friends.
Če med nama ograja, pa ne boste opazili in potem bova ostala dobri prijatelji.
Or in your house, when there's just mother and father, you can have a one bedroom house and kitchen, bathroom, everything is okay.
Če sta samo, na primer, v hiši je podobno v domu. Če ste samo mož in žena, je dovolj, če imata eno sobo, eno spalnico, kopalnico, kuhinjo, to je že zadostuje.
But when the family grows, sometimes it's good for the older children especially to have their own separate room.
Ko družina malo zraste, pa je dobro še zlasti za večje, starejše otroke, če imajo posebej svojo sobo.
So good fences make good neighbors.
Torej, če so ograje dobre, so dobri sosedje.
ISKCON is ISKCON, Narayan Maharaj's mutt is Narayan Maharaj's mutt, Puri Maharaj, he has his mutt, he's a great preacher, But we're different institutions. We can work together on some levels, but basically we're different.
Iskon je Iskon, Narayan Maharaj ima svoj mat, Puri Maharaj ima svoj mat, na eni ravni lahko sodelujemo, ampak v osnovi gledano smo različne organizacije, zato je med nami razlika.
And we are very happy to see devotees advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Zelo radi vidimo, da bhakti napredujejo zavesti Krishne.
When you make advancement, you will think about getting initiation.
In ko napredujete, boste dejansko razmišljali o tem, razmišljali o iniciaciji.
And if you feel inspired by some guru outside of ISKCON and it helps you to surrender to Krishna, we're very happy for you. All blessings, you can take initiation there.
Če vas inspirira, če vas navdihne kakšen duhovni učitelj izven ISKCON, imate vse blagoslove, da sprejmete iniciacijo tam.
Then you should work for your spiritual master's mission.
In potem delajte za poslanstvo svojega duhovnega učitelja.
You should have your own Sunday feast and your own programs and Namahata and whatever it is, and we will offer you obeisances and you can respect and, you know, we'll have a very nice relationship. There will be fences, but good fences make good neighbors.
Lahko imate potem svoje programe, svoje namahate, nedeljske programe, sami fiste, ampak med nami bo nekako še vedno ograja. Dobra ograja naredijo dobre sosede.
One of the reasons that we have come to this conclusion is that these people, these Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, they do say things that are different.
Eden od razlogov, zakaj smo se odločili, da delujemo tako, je ta, da nekateri od teh pridigarjev, mnogi od teh pridigarjev, dejansko govorijo stvari, ki se razlikujejo od tega, kar je Prabhupad učil.
Rabindra Swarup mentions a number of them in the letter.
Rabindra Swarup jih našteje nekaj v tem pismu.
In the past, we have given facility for these preachers to come to ISKCON temples and even to give lectures.
Včasih smo omogočali tem pridigarjem, da celo pridejo v templje ISKCON-a in celo da imajo predavanja tukaj.
And they have promised us to act in a certain way, but our experience was different.
Obljubili so, da bodo delovali na določen način, naše izkušnje pa je potem izkazalo se drugače.
It has been very painful for us.
To je bilo za nas zelo boleče.
Also, I have been in India for some 25-26 years, more years than many of you are old. And I know all of these preachers very well, and they do not offer any facility in their missions for ISKCON sannyasis to preach to their congregation.
In v Indiji živim že kakšnih 25 let, to je več kot je večinova, to je dal časa kot ste mnogi vi stari, in videl sem vse te pridigarje in nihče od njih ne omogoča nikomu od naših pridigarjev, da bi pridigal njihovi kongregaciji.
Narayan Maharaj does not offer any facility for Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj to preach in his mutt. In fact, they disagree quite a lot.
Narayan Maharaj tudi ne pusti Puri Maharaju, da bi pridigal pri njemu. Pravzaprav se v mnogih stvarih ne strinjata.
We have been generous in the past, but now we have come to this conclusion, and we want to see everybody happy. And we know that if you chant Hare Krishna and follow your spiritual master, then Krishna will help you if you're sincere.
V glavnem, preteklosti smo imeli tako izkušnjo, zato smo se tako odločili. V glavnem pa je tako, da bi radi videli vse srečne, vse vesele in vemo, da če boste sledili duhovnega učitelja, potem boste, in če boste peli Hare Krishna, potem boste zadovoljni.
But you should know that if you want Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that his teachings, he is an empowered preacher, and his teachings are coming down through his disciples in the ISKCON movement. This is a big subject, and obviously I can't discuss everything in a short time. If some of you have some confusion, you would like to discuss it more, I'm here for... Well, I'm in Yugoslavia for the next month and a half, but... The next month. And now most of that time I'll be in Ljubljana. Otherwise, you can read this paper if you like to get a copy. I had a slideshow prepared, but I don't think there's time to show it, on who actually is Srila Prabhupada and what is great and unique about him. Maybe we can show that on another day.
V glavnem, tema je zelo obširna, lahko bi o njej govorili še dolgo časa, ampak zdaj ni časa, tako da, če kdo ima še kakšno vprašanje, lahko pride vedno k Maharadžu in vpraša. Tukaj bo še kakšen mesec dni, tudi to pismo je tukaj, če koga zanima, si lahko prebere. Večino časa bo preživel v Ljubljani, tako da tukaj se lahko obrnete na nje.
So now it's time for questions and answers. So I would like to ask you all a question.
Zdaj je čas za vprašanje in odgovore, zato bi vas vprašal eno vprašanje.
From the bottom of my heart, I don't want to see anyone unhappy. How many people think that the subject is, I've been a little heavy, that it's heavy?
Pač ne bi rad, da bi kdo bil nesrečen, da ne bi bili srečni. Vas sprašujem, kdo od vas misli, da je bila mogoče malo pretežka tema, malo pre taka, kako bi rekel, ostra?
Anybody feels that way? I hope not.
Upam, da ne.
Yes? Yes. You feel it's a little heavy?
Misliš, okay. Malo tako...
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Se pravičujem.
It's just that I felt it had to be made clear where we stand, and I really do offer respect to Sripad Narayan Maharaj, and of course my guru is at least in terms of, he is the godbrother of my guru, so he is also my guru, Sripad Bhakti Bhai Bab Puri Maharaj, and also I've even taken the Sringa mantra from Bhakti Vint Pramod Puri. He was he's a wonderful sannyasi, and I offer them all respect. But there is a difference, and at the end of the day, I'm a Prabhupada Anuga, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Anuga.
Seveda, jaz izkazujem vse spoštovanje.
Shanti,
shanti. Izkazujem vse spoštovanje Narayan Maharaju in Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaju in Bhakti Vaibhava Puri Maharaju. Oni so pravzaprav brati po Bogu mojega duhovnega učitelja in so v tem smislu moji duhovni učitelji. Tako da im izkazujem vse spoštovanje, celo pravi sprejel sem Nrsimha mantro od Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaju in izkazujem vse spoštovanje. Pa vendar je tukaj razlika. In jaz bom vedno na koncu, konec koncev, Prabhupada Anuga, privrženec Bhakti Vedanta Swamija Prabhupada.
I'll clarify that. Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave an Ashringa mantra. It's not that it's not known, just like Maha mantra is known by everyone, but when you get it from Guru, it has more Shakti, it has... It's very authorized. Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave an Ashringa mantra to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
No, Bhakti Vinod Thakur je dal Nrsimha mantra Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvatiju. In če guru da mantra, ima moč, ampak če da duhovni učitelj komu, pa ima še posebno šakti, posebno moč.
That mantra was meant for sannyasis and preachers to protect them in their work.
Ta mantra je bila namenjena sanjasim in pridigarjem, da jih zaščiti pri njihovem delu.
Just like we know Lord Jesus Christ he faced great danger. He was preaching love of God, but they wanted to kill him.
Kot vemo, se je Jezus Kristus v svojem pridigarskem delu se srečal z mnogimi težavami, ko je pridigal in so ga hoteli ubiti.
So sometimes a preacher may face difficulty, and if he gets the protection of Nrisingadev, that is very nice.
Včasih se pridigar tako sreča s težavami in če lahko takrat dobi zaščito Nrisingadeva, je to zelo dobro.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave this mantra to 10 of his sannyasi disciples.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati je dal to mantro desetim svojim učencem sannyasijem.
And Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, I believe, is one of or the last one who received that mantra.
Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj je eden, mislim da zadnji od teh, ki so prejeli to mantro.
And he has given that to a few devotees, two or three devotees in ISKCON.
In on je dal to mantro dvema ali trem bhaktam iz ISKCON-a.
So I took that mantra from him just because I'm going through some have some very dangerous disease.
Sprejel sem to mantro od njega, ker imam pač eno nevarno bolezen.
So I prayed to Lord Nrisingadev to take me to his lotus feet.
Zato molim gospoda Nrisingadevu, da me spreme k svojim lotosovim stopalom.
Just as Srila Prabhupada took sannyasa initiation from Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. It was a formality. It doesn't mean that Prabhupada is now Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj's disciple. He was his godbrother. It was a formality. He took sannyas from him. Similarly, I took Nrisinga mantra from Bhakti Pramod Puri. It doesn't mean that anything else than that. Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Gaudiya Maharaj, he was the guru of Narayan Maharaj.
Od Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaja je Prabhupada sprejel sanjas, to je bil njegov brat po Bogu in to je bila pač formalnost. Tako sem tudi jaz sprejel Nrsingha mantro od Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaja in to je pač samo ena formalna stvar.
So what I meant to say was we do respect these people, these Vaishnavas, not people, these Vaishnavas, we do respect them and but if you want the benefits of being part of the ISKCON family, then you should follow and work within ISKCON. You can't say that it's all one. It's not.
Glavnem, kar hočem povdariti, je, da mi spoštujemo te vajšnave, vse druge vajšnave, ampak če za vse, ki želijo imeti korist ali dobrobit, ki jih nudi ISKCON, dobrobiti, ki jih nudi ISKCON, pa je potrebno in nujno, da se držijo ISKCON-a in da tega, kar se tukaj dela, tega, kar se tukaj dogaja.
We have our problems, we have our difficulties.
Tudi mi imamo svoje težave, probleme.
And we're doing our best solve those problems.
Da rešimo te probleme.
If any of these other preachers ever grow a little bit large, they will also have the same problems.
Če kateri od teh drugih pridigarjev, če se njihovo gibanje ali organizacija razvije, postane nekoliko večja, bodo se srečali z enakimi problemi.
The difference is that none of them will have the experience or the empowerment as Srila Prabhupada had.
Razlika bo povedna v tem, da nobeden od njih ne bo mogel imeti enake izkušnje ali opolnomočenosti, kot jo je imel Srila Prabhupada.
So I still think that if you want pure Krishna consciousness, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, whose founder Acharya and primary Siksha Guru is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is the best institution to give you shelter and guidance throughout your life.
In še vedno mislim, da če želite res pristno zavest Krišne, potem je mednarodna skupnost za zavest Krišne, ki je osnoval njegov božanski milost A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, je najboljše mesto, kjer lahko dobite zavetje in možnost, da razvijete zavest Krišne.
So it feels like it's time for a good big plate of Krishna prasadam and a good kirtan.
Čutim da je rano pravi čas za velik krožnik prasadama in dobar kirtan.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.